We're continuing in the Sefer Potish Darshas Olamos. This is an add-on in the back of the Sefer on page Kuf Tzadik Aleph, the Shir 71, and it's Maimer Pasach Elio. Okay, so now Pasach Elio is a piece of Zohar. It's the second Hakdoma to Tikkuni Zohar, and it has, like we'll see over here, it has many, many important parts, important key things to understand about Pnimius HaTorah. And our Divrei Amunah that we have, trusting all these things. So take a look on the bottom, under the line. We'll start off over here with this footnote. Elu Divrei Eliyahu HaNavi al Rashbi b'chaveriv. So the Eliyahu HaNavi is talking to the Rashbi and to his friends. V'skaven leva'er b'maymer hazeh b'kitzen nimritz u'b'milim b'milois nirmozois, with short terse terminology and with remez roiv gufei achoch melikos. Most of the Chochmas HaLikos, most of the Pnimius HaTorah, will be your Iker Ein Soif Achduse HaPoshut V'Inyan Atzilus. So Be'Iker, what he's focusing on is the Achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Inyan of Olam Atzilus U'Minyan HaSfiris V'Achreichon, and about the how many spheres there are and their purpose V'Chol Zeh B'Malitza N'Choyna Rabbis HaEiches Ma'at hakamas dvorim neusim b'cholu. Eliyahu ha'yoyimer v'rashbi v'shar chaverim hachshuvim emachasidim v'tzedikim shemgan eden ha'yoshayim. So it was Eliyahu Novi talking, and the Rashbi and all the chaverim were listening. That's the Loshon he says from the Ramak in Pardes Rimoinim. Kosev achredim, the Chredim, who was also at the time of the Ramach, he writes, Rashbi hikdemai mezeh shel Eliyahu b'tchilis et tikunim, he put it at the beginning of tikunim, k'dei shelo yitu achaverim lidmois and atzolim alamatzel. That we shouldn't make a mistake, he says, similarly, k'moi shehikdem be'idra, he brought down at the beginning of the Idra, the Pasuk, ora isha shiyasa pesel amaseicha, curses the person that makes a image in Avodah Zarah, because sometimes when we deal with Pnimius HaTorah, we're using Mishalim, and it's very easy to come to Hagshama, to imagine things in a physical sense. So because of this, to warn them and to stop them from Chas V'Shalom making a misplaced interpretation and understanding, so because of that, that's why he started off the Idra with the Ora Ish, and that's why he starts off Tikkuni Zohar with this memra from Eliyahu HaNavi. Oh, so he says also that the Ramak says Shemitoich Hamaymen is Bar Shechoses Yuma. It says it's missing the end of it, and the Rameir Papish writes Shemotze B'Shem Arizal that this Maimon was printed in Zohar Chodosh. It has a Shaiches over there. L'chein he says LaHashlem L'Shleim Is Einyan Ubiurim Hanichnisu B'Toich Hamaymen B'Musker Chelik Medivir Zohar Chodosh Anal V'chein Usafnu Ba'Oid Mekoymes B'Zohar V'Tikunim. So we'll see that this piece of Pasuk Eliyahu, in other words, if you open up a Nusach Sfarad Siddha, very often reviewed, the article Siddha even, or the regular Siddha, the standard Siddha has in the beginning, before davening, the Maimer Pasuk Eliyahu. In Sfaradi Siddurim, it's brought down also, maybe some people say, Dafka to say it before Mincha, because Eliyahu Nenu Elibet Filis HaMincha, some people Dafka say it on Erev Shabbos, before Mincha on Erev Shabbos, but whenever a person, some people say it after Tikkun Chatzos every night, whenever a person says it. But if you look over there, what we're going to see here, there's some added-ons that are stuck into it over here just to broaden and to get the picture clearer, because again, it's not the Chas V'Shalom take away from the Maimer itself. It's more to fit in the pieces that might be missing over here to get the shlemus of the picture. And he put in some targum to explain it, so we're going to go through over here. Pasach Eliyahu HaNavi. Vama, and he talks Biroimus Hashem Yisbarach. He talks about the greatness of Hashem. Riboin Almin, the Antichad. You're one. Echad, and he says She'ene Murkav Mechalokim. It's not like you're made up of pieces. That's one sense what Echad means. And also Vagami says Echad is Yochid V'loy B'chushban, without accounting. In other words, like this, which the simple word would be for it is to say that it's unique. In other words, it's not one as opposed to two, three, and four. Rather, it means it's unique. It's something that's singular that doesn't exist anywhere else. Andi he hu ilah, you're above. Al kol ilayin, you're above everything. Stima, which means it's not musig, it's not understood. Afilu etzol kol yoinim hem stimim she'enim musagim lanu. In other words, everything is hidden from us. From all of these, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally hidden from all the Madregis HaYoinim. Less Machshava Tfisa Boch Klal. There's no Machshava that can be able to encompass, to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu and what He is at all. in his mahus, what he actually is, it's not shaykh to. Antu da pekas eser tikunin. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, produced, a pekas means you produce, hetzalta, 10 madregas of oil, which are tikunin for the lomais, v'karinin loin, and you call them eser sfiron, 10 spheres. L'an hogeboin almen steemen de loyes galion, v'omen des galion, to be able to lead and to direct the olamos that are revealed and the olamos that are hidden, and through them, you're hidden, so to speak, from people. Va'antu de kosheloin, you tie them together, the spheres, all the different spheres, you put them together. In other words, when 10 spheres come together, we have a partsuf. Umiyacheloin, and you can put together two partsufim. You can connect that there should be a zivig, that there should be a connection between two partsufim. Or begin the ant milgava, but since you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're inside of every sphera, and you're the pnimius of every sphera, so kol man da afresh chad min chavre mi'ilin asa sphera, and anybody who separates one sphera from the next, in other words, he's chas v'shom shetoyu lachshoiv shehem ufrodim, a person makes a mistake and he thinks that they're separate entities, is chashiv ki'ilu lei ki'ilu afresh bach, as if they made a hefresh. And it's as if they separated HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, then the person like that is a koifa be'ika. And he adds on over here, the eses sfirin da'atzilis malka behind. You reign through them. Iyu v'gamoy chad behind. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his atzmusa yisbaruch, is one inside of them. Now just understand this a little better. Darizal says, and explains that what's the difference between the achdus that there is in Olam Atzilus compared to the Olam of Briyat Yin Asiyah, and just like the neshama that's inside of the guf. Again, obviously the neshama that a person has inside of his guf has no shaykhus really to his guf. His guf is a physical thing, his neshama is a dovah kuli ruchni. But what's the connection between the two? The connection is that they work in sync. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put that his neshama should be inside of a person, and it should be synchronized with the person, that as soon as a machshava comes to a person, he's able to get it, he's able to go right away and do it. He doesn't have to talk, he doesn't have to make commands. There's no chain of commands. It has to be, of course, in nanoseconds, this takes place through different cells moving and sending messages and everything like that. But to the outside, it looks as if it's one. That looking as if it's one, that's what it means, Iva Gamoy Chad behind. Not that Chas V'Shalom is Olam Atzilus, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Achdus and Atzilus is apparent in the sense that it works so synchronized with Olam Atzilus. V'ilan es esfirin inan ozlan kesidron, it's manig, it directs the worlds in all the different hanhogas that needed. Chad arich, v'chad katzer, v'chad beinuni. Okay, so one is long, one is short, and one is in between. And this could be a reference to, he says, one is the kav yamin, which is the right side, or chesed, one is kav smol, which is the left side, which is gvura, one is the emtsa, which is rachimim, v'antu da'anig loin, you direct them, v'les man da'anig loch, but nobody directs you. Loi la'ele, v'loi la'tate, v'loi mikol sitchin. In other words, we think HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets it look as if we think we do things, but we don't do anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu directs everything. Levushin, which are the spheres of the Olamos of Briya Yetziyah Asiya Tiknus line, that were HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepared them and made them for the Olam Atzilus. The Minayu Porchin Ishmosin Lebnei Nosha, from over there, the levels of Ruach and the Nefesh come to a person, Vekama Gufin, which are the Kalim, Tiknus line to the spheres of Olam Atzilus. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepared and made Kalim for them, this Kiriyu, that they're called Gufin Legabe Levushin. In other words, there's different levels. In other words, the level of Briyatzin Asiya, which are the Olam Apirud, they're called Levushin because they're separate. They're a Levush that's not a part of the Guf. Mashenkin Olam Atzilus has Kalim, and that's over there, it's a Guf. It's a guf in the gabel levushim, the mechasna lehoin, that covers over it, these levushim. V'skiriyu b'stikuna da chesed. Now he's going to go through, he explains over here, all the kelim of the iris of the 10 spheres, in this order. Kegufa adam, shenivre betelem, admus shalamala, just like the format of a person, that a person is created, betelem alekim, in the format that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manig doi lomois. Chesed is doi yemina. Chesed is the right hand. Gvura drayes smaller. Gvura is the left hand. Tferes is the guf. Netzach vahoid is trei. Shoykin is the 2 feet. V'yesoid is siyuma the guf. It's the end of the guf. Oisbris kodesh. And he says all these 6 together, chesed, gvura, tferes, netzach, hoid, yesoid, are called Torah shebeksav. Whereas malchus, the sphere of malchus, is peh. It represents that teres ha-yisoid, which is malchus, which is Torah shebal peh, karin and lo. We call Torah shebal peh. So we have Torah shebeksav and Torah shebal peh. Torah shebeksav is the 6 spheres of chaget nahi, chesed, gvura, tferes, netzach, hoid, yesoid. And malchus is Torah shebal peh. Now, above that, you have chochma is the moicha, and that's the machshava milgav, that's the machshava that's inside. Bina is liba, is the heart. In other words, the havana comes out to the heart, uba, and by the person understanding better, right, that's where the havana is. It is, so to speak, is halev maven, we say the heart understands, because the understanding comes down to the level of the heart. And about chokhma minuksiv, and historos l'Hashem elokeinu, those are things that are nister, that are hidden, right? In other words, you look at a person, you can see his, that you can see his, the spheres of chesed, gvura, tferes, you can see netzach, hoid, yesoid, malchus, but you can't go and you can see what a person's thinking inside. You can see from his actions what he thought, but you don't see the process of the inside. That is nistar l'Hashem elokeinu. Keser elyoin, and on top of that you have keser, which is keser malchus valei, and on it, on this itmar magid mereshus achris, that's magid mereshus from the beginning, the achris, what's going to come out, because keser is associated with malchus. Keser being the highest of the spheres is associated with malchus, which is all the way in the bottom. The iu karkafta the tefillin, and that's the mokoim that we put on the tefillin. The place where we put on the tefillin shal roish is the mokoim of the keser. One second. So the keser, that's like it says, soiv maaseh b'machshava t'chila, right? The soiv maaseh b'machshava b'tchila was the original intent, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything, but it was with the original intent to come out to what the final design is going to be. So that's where the connection between keser and malchus is. Now, milgav, inside of these spheres, iu, you have the shame of ma. Yudke vavke, spelt out, that has a gematria of 45. Du oirech atzilus, that's the oil that's shining through oil atzilus to build it up. Du shakya di ilona, bedroy van poi, and that's what's mashke, it waters, it gives sustenance to the tree, so to speak. And it fills up, and it goes to the arms and to the branches. It's just like water that goes to the and waters the tree and makes that the tree should be able to grow. You're the cause of cause. And the reason for everything, mesaviv kol ma'uris, you make everything that happens. Nimtza sha'atuhu da'ashkid le'lona bahu neviu. You're the one that's causing everything to be, so to speak, watered in order to shefa the hashbois to come in. Bahu neviu we can ishmosel legufa, and that shefa that you're inserting in all of this is just like the neshama that's inside of the guf. Diu chayim legufa, that gives the life force to the guf. Ubach less dimyon, there's nothing that we can compare, no form, v'loid yukna, there's no tsura, mikol madil gav ulabard, from anything from inside and out. And he says, ma'ant lois ramas b'shum remizu, and there's nothing that even can be meramas to you. That's what he added on, because we can't, we have nothing to put a ged there, we have no way of really understanding. In other words, like the essence of what the Borei Olam is, it's only through the Olam of Atzilus and through the Hanhaga that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Like I said, we can't see what a machshava or a person is thinking. We can see from the pulus that he does, we can understand probably what he was thinking. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only revealed to us through the Maisim that he does. And you created the heavens and the earth. And you produce from them Shim Shiva Sahara, the sun and the moon, Kechvaya Mazlaya, the stars, the planets, and the Mazolois, Uba'aran, and the land, Ilona Bidoshim, Ginsa the Aden, Vizbiyan Vechavin, Vu'irin. You created trees and all sorts of herbitage and gardens, Gan Eden, and all types of animals, Ubeirin, Vaifin, Venunin, and birds and fish, Ubnei Nosha and people. Why? That it can be known, like to be Lohidia B'nei Adam, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should be known through them. Right, ve'echis nag behind, and how he directs the tachtoinim down here, iloin v'tatoin, ve'echis the moido, and how he comes known to us, iloin v'tatoi, as gadlusa, gadluscha, we can get know as gadlus. And nonetheless, v'less the other bach, nobody actually knows what the essence of the Boi Re'olam is, klal. In other words, kol machshavtin la'on. All the machshavas are just going to weaken us from thinking of the machashav bach, to think about you. In other words, we're going to be wearied out from trying to understand. Less chad minayu diyodel asoga loch. There's no person, there's nothing that can really understand and perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baminoch, less yichuda bilovet atoy. Baminoch, less yichuda. There's no chibah between the spheres. There's nothing that can connect the spheres. Without you, there's nothing that can connect the spheres. They stand independently. They're like dead things by themselves. And you're known as the one that's above everything and the master of everything. And he says, v'les, he adds this on, v'les asa the lav yutam. There's no place that exists. There's no place that you're not there. Less there's nothing else of ruchnius of that's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'af sitra acher b'shu say, and even the other side is in the rotza, is in the rishus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'mevet b'hoin ruusa, and they're doing the rotzen of Hashem, right? We know that the Yetzahara, his job is there to go and to entice us. He's there for us to be, make a challenge for us. But it's all part of the rotzen Hashem. It's all with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzen being done. V'chol sfirin kol chad isle shem yediyah. Each sphere has its own kinui, its own shame, which represents, I'm sorry, its specific anhaga that it does. U'bohoin iskiriyu malachaya. And he says, kol pam lefi pu'ulav shlichus, of every malach has their job. V'ant lesloch. But you yourself, the Atzmos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, does not have Shem Yediyah. There's no name. The Antum Malach Kol Shmoin, because you fill up your the Koich of all the Shemus. And he explains further, he adds this on, you chad b'chol shmoin, you're one with all the Shemus, v'lo yishtaniya, you never change. The shinu b'shmoin inun v'lav bay, the shinu that take place are in the names, but not in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The iyu b'kulu k'nishmosel b'chol eva v'eva, it's like a neshama that's inside of all the evarim of a person, right? Is eva the shama bay, vis eva the mistakel bay, vis eva the orach bay, vis eva the malal bay. Ubi'ilin Evarim is Shinuya, right? So you have different types of Evarim. You have the Evarim, you have your ears that hear, you have your nose that smells, you have your eyes that look, right? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Be'ilin Evarim, but where's the Shinuya? The Shinuya is not in the Neshama, the Neshinuya is in the Ever. In other words, the application, and it's in other words, it's the same thing. You can plug into to the power outlet. You can plug in all different types of Kalim, yeah? One's going to be a hair cutting machine, and one's going to be a mixer, right? But it's all plugging into the same thing. It's all the chiyus that's coming from the same place. A similar idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving all that koiches. Avo bay, less shinui, but there's no shinui by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all one or. V'antu shleimu dekula, and you're the shleimus of everything, of all the kelim of the spheres. And he adds on, v'lo yapiku pu'ula lepoil elabach. Nothing can be done without you. V'kad ant testalk min hoin, and of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you would pull back, he says, if you pull back your koiches and you put inside the spheres to make them work, from those keilim, even if you'll give it, there's still the level of existence that it exists, but you won't give it the koiches of pu'ula that it can do. Right? In other words, like Loya Lane, for example, you can have somebody that's lying on a respirator. Yeah, he's at a vegetative state. Is he alive? He's alive. But is he able to do anything? Absolutely not. So even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu just taking away the chelik of the neshama, the chiyas of a person that he can do things, right? The same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if he leaves the level of kelim, but it doesn't mean that there's, in other words, there's so many different levels of chiyas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives and provides for everything. And even though you're known to us through the spheres and you're above that, Antu chachma le bechachmi yadia. Your chachma is nothing to do with the chachma that we know about. Antu mevim le mebini yadia. You understand, but not the bina that we understand. In other words, chosid le bechesed yadia, le bechesed yadia, gibor le begvuri yadia, vechulu vegoima melech le malchus yadia. In other words, all of the spheres that we know them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what's giving the chias into them. So obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, understands and perceives and has a shaykhis to those on something much higher and deeper than we'll ever be able to understand. It's not the type of chokhmah we can understand, the bina we can understand, the chesed we can understand. The last lach asi yadiyah, not only that, you don't have any place that we can be mugbal and we can say, this is where the Bayra Olam is. Ella, you reveal yourself, Masha Atamus Galab Agbolus Shoinus, through the different spheres that you show yourself, is why Lishtamoido Tukvich Vichelich Lebenosha, to show your strength to people. That in other words, Shabali Tzimtzim Agbola Loyochoim Ladaslazais. But if we wouldn't have the Tzimtzim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts into place in order to be able to be Magbil himself in a certain area, so we wouldn't have no way of understanding, we have no way of connecting to it. The Gam, and he says, Kidei Lachzoloin Eichis Nagalma. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu leads and directs the world with both Din and Rachmim, Din and Tzedek, and Mishpat. And it all depends on the way people act down over here. This is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitmanig with them, misnag with them. And he says, the Islakut Shabrihu Kama Levushan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many types of Levushan. La Rachma, Bilan Levushan, Din and Nahoirin, Bechol Zimnin, Yisrael Nahoirin, Loin, Ba'iv Dehoin, Tovin. When Klai Yisrael does good, he gives them good. When that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merachem on them. The avdin uvdin bishin, and if chas v'shalom they do bad, slabish levushin achrin and uchman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, puts on black clothing. The behind reshim and kolin and mori, the din and the maiden behula alma, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is etched over there, all the shamus of the malachim that are there to do bad to the world, to punish the world. He says, ve'elu hein hanhog zayin tachtoinim. And this is the hanhog. We have chesed, and opposite that we have din, which is gvura. Mishpat, that represents amuda dem tzuusa, that represents tferes. Tzedek is malchus kadish, is malchus. Moiznei tzedek, what are the balancing, the scales of tzedek? Is trein samchik shoit, it's the two pillars which represent the two supports, which is netzach and hoid. Hin tzedek, the keli, which is the measuring, which is the hin of tzedek, that's the oisbis kodesh yisoid. All of these different spheres, their purposes, koilel achzo, eichis nag alma, to show us how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is directing the world. Avalav d'islach, not that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he is tzedek, yediyu diudin, v'lav mishpat, and it's not mishpat, yediyu diurachme, v'lav mikoli in the midas klal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above and beyond and deeper than all of these midas that we're talking about over here. And he adds on like this, v'zel lo shenayim mehemna, the is laminda, we have to know the EU that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kri chachm b'chol minei chachmas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called a chachm with all types of chachmas. Maven b'chol minei tfunis, and he understands with all types of tfunis. V'chos b'chol minei chasadim, v'gibah b'chol minei gvuris, v'melech b'chol minei malchus, ad ein soif, ad ein cheker, to no end. Ubechol ilan dargan b'chad iskri rachman b'chad iskri din. On one level, he's called rachman, one called din, and so on. But all of this is not mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's mitzad the hanhogas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into place to deal with us. Ihochi shnuyi isbein rachman ladin ladayin. Is there a difference between v'areach Hashem Yisbaruch ein shum shinu? There's no shinu over there. Ella kodim debara alma. So how can I say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a rachman before the world's around? He says Ella the kodim debara alma iskri hu. HaKadosh Baruch was called B'cholil and Dargin Al Shem Biryant Avasidon Libros. He was called by all these names because of the Bria that he was going to create. Do you love Biryant the Alma? I'm sorry, the Ilah Berian the Alma, because if not for the creatures that he created in this world, why would he be called somebody that's Merachmer Adayin? El Hashem Briyan Dasidin, it's only because of the Briest of the creatures that he created. Or begin the Kol Shmoin Inin Kinuin Delay, Hashem Ovdain Delay. So it comes out that all the Shemus, everything, all the different Shemus that we talk about, whether it's the Shem of Ayin Beis, the Shem of Avaya, all of these are just Kinuyim that we have in order to that HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with the Bria. Kigavne da bore neshmasa b'dyukne dilei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a neshama in a similar fashion. In other words, this Kriya is Hashem pu'ulas dilei b'chol eva v'eva de gufa, that it's called, right? In other words, it hears, But it's not that it actually the neshama is the hearing part. It's the eva that it's mimachaya. The iskri alma zirin. The guf of the person is called a small oilam, oilam cotton. Kigavne the mari alma is nag bechol binyan bechol dora kifum avdai. So again, it's the evorim that are changing. When a certain limb does a mitzvah, then it's neshamas chelma v'chista chine v'rachme v'eva ovid bay aveira. And if chas v'shami has an eva that didn't aveira, iskri b'shmasa legabe dina v'chema v'kas. It's the anger. It's the other side. Avol, but he says, but neshamer adayin labarmin guf laman diu chelmoi ayachzori. But the neshama is separate from the guf, right? And that's why we say lekain neshama shenasata be tahir. The neshama itself is tahir. The neshama is not being affected. Ivachi, Mari Alma, the same thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, called him the Bara Alma, Bara Berian delay, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and he created all the creatures in the world. Laman Ikri Rachim Vachanunai Dain. Why should he be called by those names? Ela Kol Shmoin Dilein Inan Kinuim. They're all Kinuim Velo Iskri Behoin Ella. And he's only called by those names even then, Hashem Birin the Alma, because of the Bria that he's going to create. To begin Kach. And because of this, Katmorei Dora, when the Anshe Dor in and Tovin, when the people are good, Iyu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu Iskriyel Abayu, Abayu Midas HaRachmim. But when it's the other way around, the Katmorei Dora in and Chayovin, Iskriya Adnus, Bemidas HaDin, L'chol Dora, L'chol Banash, Kefum Midi Delay, all according to what a person is, according to that generation, according to those people, Avalav, the Islay Midah, V'loy Shem Yediyah, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself doesn't have those Midas. Kegavnid, the Sphira, and the same thing by Sphira, is the whole Sphira, Islay Shem Yediyah, Midah, V'gvul, V'tchum, every Sphira has its boundaries, its Akbola. V'ilein Shmoyin, Mori, Alma, Iyu, Ispashed, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the Spashed inside of all of those Spheres. V'amlich Bohoin, and he directs them, the iskri behind, and he's called by them, the iskasi behind, and he's covered by them, the dar behind, and he resides in them. Okay, neshmasa lagabi avon the gufa, just like the neshama inside of a guf. Umari by an alman leslay shem yediya v'le asi yediya, just like a kodesh baruch who doesn't have a name or a place that's known. Ela b'chol sitri shultanusei, everywhere is his control. Ivhachi leslay neshmasa shem yediya. The neshama itself doesn't either have a name. V'le asi yediya b'chol gufa. There's no specific place to say where the neshama is. The neshama is in the entire guf. Ela b'chol sitri shultanusei. It's in every angle. V'les eva ponimine. There's no eva that's missing from it. Chas v'shalom. Begin da les reshima la le b'chad asi. You can't pointed down to one specific place, the ilav who chaser shultanase b'sharivam, because then it's missing from its shlit in the rest of the ivam. But the iskurei lei b'shma chad or b'treina b'tlas, and it's not called by one of a couple of names. Lamei mediu chachma mebina v'les as v'islei das v'loyate the avid hachem, because if we're going to put it down and we're going to say it like that, chosle misharik dargan, then it's missing from all the madregas. Kol shekem memori alman, the same thing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Les l'rash mebei, we can't impress and say ba'asi yediyah in a specific place, or the iskrei b'shmoyin, to be called by a specific name. And he brings now here from Tikkuni Zohar Chodosh v'zeo v'islam mishal, how a person could ask, Harei Hashem is Baruch, we said, is Yochid. Loma matzalan l'kut shebichu b'kama dargin. So if that's the case, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echid Yochid miyuchid, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above all of this, so why do we pray and utilize different shemes and kinuyim? Sometimes we have in mind this sphere of a media yediyah and a different yediyah. Sometimes you go to the right, like it says, which is chokhmah, which is parts of a vaba, right? He says, hold the arm of the Gemara tells us. Lazim the smaller, other the arm, right? Lahasha yatspin, go to the tzofin. The abavim of the yamin of a smaller inan. Because Abavim isn't to the right and left. Lazim and Amuda dem too. So sometimes you have to focus on the center, which is Tferes. Lazim and Tzadik, sometimes Yisoid. Kotz Lois is Salka Ladargi Yadir. But it all goes up through a specific sphere. In other words, but why is this? He says, the point is no Elevadai, that the Oirin Tzoyf is Avaya Baruch Hu Iyu Mispashe Bechol Sphere Besphere. It's the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mispashe in every single part, every single sphere. And Verake Lovon Mispalim, we're only down into him. There's a whole famous sugya in and of itself, right? I think there's a tshuva from one of Rishonim that where he brings out the point and he says that the noitzim they pray to three and the mekubalim they pray to 10. But chas v'shalom, that's not the idea. The idea is we pray to love. We pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's inside that gives a chiyas to all of it. It's lois v'akavona b'tfila mishtanis b'chopam if we toichan abakash, because we're asking for different things. Dahainu, b'zimne d'boi, when a person needs rachme al alma, then the salkis, oil b'yamin, it goes to the right, which is where the rachman, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merachem from. Or b'zimne d'boi l'meba dina b'alma, so salkis is smaller. But v'kula, all the tfilas is l'gabe havaya baruch hu, the iu b'chol asar, it's all going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So much more, just to bring out this one nekuda, the Vilna Gaon in his pirish in Tikkuni Zoya says that every time you mechamen to any shema kinui, you have to have a mind that behind, and the chiyas behind that is the shema vaya of that where it goes to, which is really, if you daven from Besidur Rishash, you would see the same thing. And the Rishash writes and warns about this very, very clearly and carefully, and towards the end of his Sefer Rechoves, that a person has to focus on the shemus of Avaya, realizing that the Oirin Tzoyf is Nespasha through the shame of Avaya. In other words, you have to attach everything back to the Pneumius of everything and know that everything's only going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Novos, but what do we do? But we're utilizing these spheres as just because this is how we can connect to it. This is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them, because otherwise HaKadosh Baruch Hu is too abstract and we have no way of connecting. So because of that, but if with the knowledge and the idea, the same way, just like when you talk to somebody else, you know you're not talking to his physical body, because his physical body is not what you want. You're talking to his ruchnius that he has inside his neshama, but it's through the physical body that he has. The same thing through these kalim. But again, it's not that it's a separate keli and something separate, because it would be separate, then it would be going through an intermediary. The idea is that's why in Olam Atzilut it's Yuva Gemoi Chad Bohoin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one in essence, because there's a synchronization that takes place between the Oyer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he allows that should be so synchronized in Olam Atzilut as if it's one. And with that, where our kavon is to get to the panemius, we should be zoicha to only get to the panemius and to be dovig in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll stop here. Baruch HaNinei L'Olam. Amen v'Amen.